from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, Captain Joe Espada, you got to give him credit for what he has done thus far and how his team has responded towards him and how he has managed all of this through the countless injuries to major top-tier players, guys that have been gone. Guys, now listen, he's not the best at talking to the media or explaining things, but clearly something that he has done has gotten this team day after day over the last couple of months, few months, to get to this spot. Not only do those two deserve credit,
don't
I apologize.
Do it. Oh,
I wanna
man.
You ought to get on it here.
That takes a big man, Ron. That takes a big man.
You ought to get on
this. Put your pom-poms down.
You need to get over this. Now, you're still calling that man a number two now. I mean, you got to jump off of it.
Come on, man.
Listen, I'm going to apologize.
I answered your question. I'm apologize for what?
First off, this is what I'm going to apologize for. And I'm speaking of my own man, as my own man. And some of you, you can lead the way. Leadership is here. There we are. I'll lead the way. You can come back and you can apologize. Some of us. And listen, I think it was very, very fair of the criticisms. And I do not take it back what I said, because I think he was awful. He was not helping this team. But I said I didn't think he was a major league manager. I said I thought he was in over his head. And not just at the moment, but I thought it was going to be too big for him. I didn't give him the fairness of allowing him to grow into the position in the way that he has grown into the position. And there are some of you out there saying, give it time. I don't know if you really believed it or if you were crossing your fingers and hoping it, but he has grown into the position, and I don't think a bad manager, which I said he was, and a guy who is a number two, like you have said, I don't think that guy is a part of this turnaround with all of the injuries and all of the things and all of the adversity that happened to this team. So I apologize. You are a big league manager. I was wrong on that. Apologize.
I don't like
to have that look. For
look,
me.
I really can't believe it. I can't believe that's coming out of your mouth. I just can't believe it. Look, I'll give credit where credit is due. Joe Espada's team is playing really, 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 really good baseball.
Cream always rises to the top.
I don't look at the historical hunt down of the Mariners 10 games back, and they hunt down a team quicker than anybody has ever done in Major League Baseball. And there's nothing Joe Espada did in that time that I go, yep, we just managed our way to that. There's nothing. I give credit. The guy, I mean, he's a manager of a team that's been to 7 straight ALCSs, that has championship DNA, that clearly has locker room, clubhouse chemistry like nobody else. We've heard what Kikuchi said when he first got in here. I mean, it's. I will give credit where credit's due. He's done a good job managing this baseball team, an unbelievably good, resilient baseball team. He's done a good job. I give that credit where credit is due. I still don't think he's the best, the answer, the long-term answer for the Astros at the manager position.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, he has done, like, since the time you're talking about where – everybody was questioning, was this the dude? Is this dude all right? Can he handle this?
Well, I was full-fledged, not questioning. I said he is done.
Oh, yeah. Okay. However you want to couch it. Like, there's not, like, Joe Espada has not done, I mean, what has Joe Espada done to take you from he shouldn't be a manager to I apologize?
He has gone over a large sample size for 3 months through all kinds of injuries to guys that are the most important on the team and has held and helped and in some way held that group together. I think the manager gets a lot of credit for that. Man. He has had to jump on the backs of not the guys that you think of. Yeah, it's like Hunter Brown, who hasn't been here before, and guys like Spencer Agetti, who they had to get going and roll through here. Ronel Blanco, guys like that, who they've had to get through, and a bunch of guys in the lineup who have struggled mightily.
Ryan, you could have made that decision.
That's
they were next up.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Guys got injured. It wasn't like they said, "Oh, nope, you Spencer, come on up because you're better than such and such." I mean, guys got injured, and you're forced to pitch those guys have pitched really well.
I'm not a major league manager, and I'm not a guy who knows. Who knows the sport? There could have been other decisions. Knows the sport like that. There could have been other decisions made, and I do think his
what
influence
other decision?
On a
what
day-to-day
pitcher,
basis,
what pitchers that were available were pitched and decisions were made on those guys.
They could have gone. They could have gone different directions in the minors. They could have. Done,
they ran
have
out
done,
of pitchers.
They could have done a lot of different things, and even more than just the decisions. It is not just the decisions. It is for him and his calming influence. To come into the locker room in the clubhouse on a day-to-day basis for 3 months, for them to be able to sustain through injuries, to Verlander and Tucker and the whole Abreu thing. I give him credit for holding that together, just like I give Dusty credit in the previous 2 years of holding that together through adversity. I don't think just me or you or any person off the street would have been able to do that. I don't.
Well, I mean, as a general assumption, that's fair. But I specifically said that about the pitchers. There was no major decisions made on anybody's part about pitchers.
But there was none. But I think there's also a fairness of the confidence that he instilled in these guys.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's what I said.
It's not just the decisions, but like these guys stayed with it the whole way, and I think the person running the show. It gives it. There are people who agree with you. I think there are people who agree with you.
No, look, I don't have a problem giving credit where credit's due, but I just don't. I've not seen a bunch of decisions like and management stuff to all of a sudden I'm like, yep, this is the dude.
Yeah.
Yep, no longer. Now this is the guy.
61 and 37, that's a big league manager.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.